KQ, this is the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Your net controller tonight is KN4RJN. My name is John, and I'm located in Inman, South Carolina. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. The repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. It's at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. You may also check in via Echolink node 545-072. Is there any formal traffic, announcements, or bulletins for the net? Please call KN4RJN or Net Control. This is KN4RJN, Net Control for Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. Hearing none, we'll now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or check in. As you check in, please speak slowly. Give your call sign using standard phonetics, your name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the rag chew portion. The rag chew portion will take place right after the Friday night tidbit. I'd like to start this evening with our early check-ins. Get this out of my way. And the net would like to recognize W4FCM, Fred, and he brings along his wife, Isla, N4IEI. I want to thank you both for stopping by. They're both in Traveler's Rest. And another Fred, K4RM, and he brings along his wife, Mary, N4MRY, and they're both in Piedmont. Fred and Mary, thanks for stopping by. Also like to thank Shane, KJ4HYC, for stopping by. He's over in 6 Mile. And that's all my early check-ins for right now. So let's move on to Echolink stations. Echolink stations only. Please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
KN4RJN, this is Whiskey November 4 Victor. WN4V, John here in Manatee County, South Florida. I'm negative and negative, and good evening, John. WN4V.
This is Hotel HH here again.
WN4V. Good evening, John. Please check in. Kilowatt 4, Yankee November Golf, K4YNG, Fletch, and Easley. We're negative and negative.
This is KN4RJN, Net Control for Blue Ridge 2 Minute. I'd like to welcome K4YNG, Fletch. Thanks for stopping by. And N4HHC, Warren. There was some problems with the audio, Warren, but I've got you up here on Echolink, and I could see it was you. So thanks for stopping by. We've got you in the log. And K4YNG, another Fletch over in Easley. Thank you all for stopping by. That's all my Echolink stations for now, so let's start with the alphabetical groups. Tonight being Friday night, we will begin with the Uniform Through Zulu group. Uniform Through Zulu, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
RJN.
RJN, I think I got stepped on, John. WN4V.
This is KN4RJN, Net Control for Blue Ridge 2 Internet. No, John, you did not get stepped on. I walked right over the top of your name when I was going down my list, but thanks for stopping by. WN4V down there in southern Florida. Sorry about that, but I've got you in the log. Now, stations uniform through Zulu, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
And please check in N4ZLK, November 4, Zulu, Lima Kilo. I'm Shane. I'm in Cleveland. Just got home in the driveway. No traffic, no table.
This is KN4RJN, Net Control of Blue Ridge 2 Internet. I'd like to welcome Shane, N4ZLK. Shane, looks like you're the sole owner of the Uniform Through Zulu group, at least for now. So we're going to slide on down to the top of the alphabet, to the Alpha Through Delta group. Alpha Through Delta, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
Or RJN. And John, please check in Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey. Rick, and my wife, Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont, and we'll all be negative and negative.
JN? Evening, John. This is Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Oscar Whiskey, David in Inman. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Hope everyone's doing all right out there. 73s.
JN, this is Whiskey 4, Delta Foxtrot, Don, located in Inman.
KN4 RJN. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey. W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
This is KN4 RJN. That's Control Blue Ridge Shipping Internet. I'd like to welcome Rick, KK4DMW, and he brings along his wife Lorena, KK4ONO, and their daughter Michelle, KM4MDQ. I'd like to welcome David, K04AOW, and I think I screwed up this next one. I've got W4DFW. If that is incorrect, please come back to me. And W4DJW, David, our net manager. W4DFW, I believe I screwed that up. Could you come back to me, sir?
JN, this is Whiskey 4 Delta Foxtrot. Whiskey 4 Delta Foxtrot.
Bye, recheck. Yeah, I didn't think you were in Clearwater. sorry about that. I hit an extra button, and that didn't jive with what you told me. All right. I'd like to welcome Don, W4DF, right here in Inman. All righty. Recheck. Go ahead.
This is Rick, KK4DMW. That last call was Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec. That was Michelle.
Roger, Rick. My fingers got it right. My tongue didn't. KM4MOQ. Michelle, thank you for that. Any other stations, Alpha through Delta, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
RJS. With Kilo Bravo 1, Bravo November Tango, James and Greer.
And that's Girl Fluids Tube Internet. I'd like to welcome KB1BNT. That's James over in Greer. Thanks for stopping by. Any other stations, Alpha through Delta, please call KN4RJN or Net Control. This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Fluids Tube Internet. I'd like to slide on down the alphabet now to the Echo Through Hotel Group. Echo Through Hotel, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
4RJN. Check in. All slightly lonely up here in Candler, North Carolina. KC4EZN, Harry. I tell you what, if these folks don't talk up, it's going to be really interesting tonight. Good evening, John. We'll hang around.
This is KN4RJN, that's Control Blue Ridge 2 Internet. I'd like to welcome Harry, KC4EZN. Harry, I know you're always good for a story or two, so I'm always counting on you there, buddy. Any other stations? Echo Through Hotel, please call KN4RJN or Net Control. This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2 Internet. Let's slide on down to the India Through Lima group. India Through Lima, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
RJN. Evening, John. Great to hear you call the net again. Please check in. Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4, Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, if you would, please. Hope everyone out there is having a good night somewhere. See you later, John. 73.
JN. Hello, Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I'm James up here on the mountain, Tuxedo, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative for 73s for each one of you.
RJN. Hello, India 4, Lima, Zulu, India. KI 4, LZI. Inge, Table Rock, no traffic, no round tape.
This is the KN4RJN, that's Control Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. Like to welcome Larry, KK4, JBQ, and he brings along his wife Donna, KC4, MFK. Larry, you tell Donna we said hi, you sure you don't want to hang around and chat some? And KK4, JFO, James, up there on the mountain in Tuxedo. And our good friend Andy, KI4LZI, over there in Pickens County. Any other stations? India through Lima, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
Net Control, please check in. KO4EED, Amory in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2 Internet. Sir, I got KO4 and then I lost you. Can you come back again?
That was KO4EED. Echo, Echo, Delta, Amory, and Piedmont. Negative and negative.
KO4EED, sir.
Yes, sir, that would be Amory, A-M-E-R-Y, in Piedmont, South Carolina.
KN4RJN, that's Control for Blue Ridge 2 Internet. I'd like to welcome KO4EED, Amory, over there. Thank you for stopping by, Amory. I don't have you in my log before, so if you're new to this net, we're here every night at 9 o'clock. You're welcome back anytime. Any other stations, India through Lima? India through Lima, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
In Wendy in Simpsonville, KN4HTP. That's Kilo November 4, Hotel Tango Papa. And I'll be negative and negative. Please also check in my husband, Mark. W2MJB. Whiskey 2, Mike Juliet Bravo. And he'll be negative and negative also. Thanks for calling the net.
This is KN4HTP. No, it isn't. It's KN4RJ. I'd like to welcome KN4HTP. Wendy, you still owe me cookies? And she brings along her husband, Mark, W2MJB. Thanks for stopping by. We're going to slide on down the alphabet now to, where are we at? Mike through Papa. Mike through Papa Group. Please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
RJN. Please check in. QO4, Oscar, India, Mike. Walton Edmund, I'll be negative, negative.
This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2 Internet. I'd like to welcome K4OIM, that's Walt, right here in beautiful downtown Edmond. And we're going to slide on down the alphabet now to the Quebec Through Tango Group. Quebec Through Tango. Please call KN4RJN, Net Control.
KN. And Bob, K4RHF, Kilo 04, Romeo Hotel, Foxtrot. I'll be negative and negative tonight, and you don't sound like Wendy, so have a good evening. Thanks for hosting the net, and tell everybody 73 for me.
KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge, Steven and Net. Like to welcome Bob, K4RHF. Bob, did you want to make an announcement while you're here?
To remind everybody of the Hamfest. Wrong, sorry. Remind everybody of the field day. I did that yesterday, Johnny had to correct me. Got a field day coming up next weekend. We're going to be there Friday night. We've got the Riverbend Park right outside Furman University. Or it's to the east of Furman University, a couple of miles. It's an equestrian park over there, same place we did it last year. And we're going to be there from Friday night to Sunday afternoon. Everybody's welcome to come camp with us. Bring a trailer, bring a tent, what have you. There's plenty of room to set up equipment, antennas, and so forth. If you want to bring equipment and test it around, test it, play with it, by all means do so. We're going to be taking part in the ARRL Field Day. Not a contest. They say it's not a contest because they don't give out awards, but they do post the results. And basically, hope to get people there and have some fun. It'll be mainly Saturday and Sunday next week. Doesn't cost anything to come. Come by and camp, or come by and just have a cup of coffee with us and chat and whatever you want to do. But if you can't make it there, please remember to get on the air at home or from a, maybe even better, from a remote location somewhere, and try to do the field day thing next week. That's all I got, and I'll send it back to you, K4RHM.
This is Ken4RJN. That's Grove Blue Ridge 2 Renette. Thank you, Bob. Welcome everybody to the Not Ham Fest, Not Contest. Yeah, you did that last night. I heard it. I had another Echolink station pop up and check in via text. I'd like to welcome Philip, KJ4TIQ, over in Easley. And that's all the Echolinks I got right now. So let's, any other stations, Quebec through Tango, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
Control. Please check in Kilo Juliet 4, Quebec Alpha Zero. That's KJ4QAS. The name is Tom, and I'm located in Martin, Georgia. It'll be negative and negative. Good evening to all on the net.
KJ4RJN, Kilo Whiskey 4, Tango Sierra, Jim, in West Memphis, Arkansas. Be negative and negative. Need to hit your screen refresh because you got another guy on here, too.
November 4, Lima, Quebec, Oscar, KN4, LQO, Ryan out of Tacoma, Georgia, and I'll be negative and negative tonight. Thank you for calling that.
This is KN4RJN, that's Grove Blue Ridge Supernet. I'd like to welcome KJ4QAS, Tom, over there in Martin, Georgia, and James, KW4. P.S. Yeah, they're popping in and out on me there, James, and I saw you, and I couldn't get to you fast enough. And KN4LQO, Ryan, down there in Tacoma, Georgia. Any other Echo Link stations that I've missed, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
KN4RJN, please check in. Kilo 4, Victor, Kilo November. K4VKN, this is Alan in Piedmont, and we'll be negative and negative. Good evening to everyone on the net.
This is KN4RJN, that's Grove Blue Ridge 2 Minute. I'd like to welcome K4VKN, Alan, over there in Piedmont. Thanks for stopping by. Any other stations, Quebec through Tango, before we open it up to the big group, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
KN4RJN. Adding Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango W2T Rusty over here and more to the list. I'll be negative and negative tonight.
This is KN4RJN at Grove Blue Ridge 2 Marinette. I'd like to welcome Rusty, W2UT. Thanks for stopping by, Rusty. There was another station in there. I got bits and pieces, but I did not get a call sign or a name. If you'd like to try again, please call KN4RJN or Net Control. This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2 Internet. That's once around the alphabet, folks, so let's open it up to the big group. Uniform Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. If you have a letter in your call sign you'd like to check in, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
Please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Alpha Charlie Alpha. I'm on a Bofang with an Abree antenna. I'm in Greenville, South Carolina. This is Bill.
Oh. And then please check in Whiskey 4 Alpha Kilo Golf. My name is AK. I'm in Easley. Negative and negative.
Okay. Yeah, John, can't remember you called. KN4RJN. Please check in KI4DOS, Gary. Also K3JOY. That's my sweet little bride, Joy. We're at home and Easley, no traffic. I'll be around for you. Hey, AK.
RJN. Kilo 4 Golf Alpha Tango. Mike in Simpsonville. No traffic, no comment.
This is KN4RJN. That's Grove Blue Ridge 2 Internet. I'd like to welcome Bill, K
W4ACA, out there moving around somewhere. Take care, Bill. And W4AKG, AK. Good to hear you on the radio there, over in Easley. And Gary, KI4DOS, partly cloudy. And he brings along his lovely bride, Joy, K3JOY. That's okay, Gary. Sometimes I can't get my call sign straight either. And Mike, K4GAT in Simpsonville. I want to thank you all for stopping by. Any other stations, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
RJN, 4OSH, Kilo 4, Oscar Sierra Hotel. Pat in Malden, no traffic, no comment. Thanks, sir.
This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2 Minute. I'd like to welcome Pat, K4OSH, over in Malden. Any other stations? Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. Please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
4RJN. Please check in. Kilo, November 4, Uniform, Bravo Golf. That's KN4, GBG, Kevin. I was trying to check in with you RF, but I couldn't. I had to check in Echo Link because my radio keeps shutting off every time I hit the key button. But 73 is to you and everybody on the net.
This is KN4, but now you got me doing it, Gary. This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2 Minute Net. Like, welcome, Kevin, KN4UBG. I just saw you pop up there on the Echo Link and couldn't get to you fast enough, but thanks for checking in. Hope you get things worked out with your radio there. Any other stations, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha, please call KN4RJN or Net Control. This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2 Net. That concludes the formal portion of the net. All stations wishing to secure may do so. I would greatly appreciate it if you'd hang around for the Friday night tidbit, which will come to you here in about 5 seconds as soon as I put on my glasses and relight my cigar. Stand by. This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2 Net. A mystery. Why is the sun so quiet? The sun might be a slacker. A star census shows that the sun is less magnetically active than others of its kind, astrophysicists report in the May 1 Science. The result could be the idea that the sun is in a midlife crisis, transitioning into a quieter phase of life. Or it could mean that the sun has capacity for much more magnetic oomph than it has shown in the past. When our sun could potentially become as active as other stars, says Timo Reinhold of the Max Planck Institute for Solar System Research in Göttingen, Germany, a star's magnetism can drive dramatic outbursts such as coronal mass ejections. Understanding the star's magnetic field is thought to be the key to predicting those outbursts, which can cause satellites, damage to satellites, and shut down power grids on Earth, right? Magnetic fields also create a star's dark sunspots and bright spots called macula. These spots change with magnetic activity, altering the star's brightness. Astronomers have tracked those surface features since the 17th century. While the sun's magnetic activity waxes and wanes on an 11-year cycle, the sun has been fairly calm while humans have been watching. Inferences from radioactive elements found in tree rings and ice cores suggest that the overall cycle of the magnetic activity has held steady for the last 9,000 years. Right? Because other stars are so far away, tiny changes in brightness that reveal magnetic changes were hard to detect until the Kepler Space Telescope launched in 2009. Kepler found exoplanets by recording dips in starlight as planets orbited the front of the stars. Kepler also noticed other changes in the brightness of stars. With Kepler data from 2009 to 2013, Reinhold's team studied 365 stars whose age, surface gravity, chemical makeup, and temperature and rotation period are similar to that of the sun's. The stars were up to 5 times as magnetically active as the sun. Break. Either something is different about those stars, Reinhold says, or the sun may go through periods of greater magnetic activity than has been recorded. Astronomer Travis Metcalf of the Space Science Institute in Boulder, Colorado, offers another explanation. Stars are expected to continually lose momentum and slow their spins as they get old. Well, don't we all? But in 2016, he and colleagues reported that Kepler saw stars rotating too fast for their old age. The team suggested the stars stop their slowdowns in middle age due to a change in their magnetic fields. The new result could be the best evidence yet that the sun is in the midst of a magnetic midlife crisis, says Metcalf. The study's hyperactive stars appear to be slightly younger than the sun, and so may not have transitioned yet. This is KN4RJN. I invite comments.
Jeff, I think if in case it flares up all of a sudden, it might be real good to keep a cave handy somewhere right around you. I don't know if we've got anything around here or not. It worries me a little bit. That's all. K4RHF.
This is KN4RJN. Thank you, Bob. I just chuckled at the... they lose their momentum and their spins as they get old. And that's like, yeah, I can understand that.
Myself lately.
Well, if the sun's going through a midlife crisis, I just hope that we don't see it riding across the sky in a Harley with its lady on the back.
A Corvette, but yeah, I got you exactly. K4 Harley, Jeff.
I go with the Corvette, Casey. We're easy.
I was thinking maybe a Mustang convertible, about a 64.
That works, too.
This is KN4RJN. What else is going on in your world, Harry?
KN4RJN, KC4EZN. Well, started out this morning about 9 o'clock and checked into the Good Morning Net. It's on the Mount Pisgah repeater Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and get reports on how the vegetable gardens are going, and then we started a group up here that met at one of the local grocery stores that has a deli section. The manager was at the time was into whatever it is, use a metal finder looking for buttons and coins and stuff, and he let us have a little informal meeting, and we'd get anywhere from 10 to 25 people come through in about an hour and a half. And with this COVID thing, they had to shut all that down, and so now we meet on our local club repeater, and we cover, it's not a net, it's not a round table, it's just you throw your call out. If somebody wants to say hey, they say hey, and if they don't, they don't. We have had several really in-depth discussions on whether it's best to use a yellow or green cane when you're building antenna structures. The vote is still out on that. And then we've discussed a couple other things about how to attract wild animals into your yard. One guy seems to be especially good at bringing in wild turkeys and bears. So with that, John, I'm going to bounce it back to you. KN4RJN, KC4EZN. Give that a go.
This is KN4RJN. Well, Larry, I know a good way to attract bears to your backyard, and that's to leave your garbage sitting out. But I had a friend up in New Hampshire that had this nice, beautiful bird feeder that he had made and hung from the end of his balcony way up, and his land kind of sloped away, so it was a good 8-9 feet off of the ground, and a bear came out of the woods, reached up there, and just tore the bejesus out of it, and of course got all the bird seed, and he had made it out of metal. He molded it and shaped it and whatnot, and I mean that bear just tore it up. So bird feeders and garbage are the best way to attract bears if that's what you really want to do. Back to you.
No, I'm not into attracting bears around here.
I've still got my yellow fox or whatever it is. I think the other night I heard it and a raccoon discussing something. Not sure who won that argument, but I tried to walk around and listen and found a flashlight. By the time I did all of that, they had settled their argument and gone on. But I can tolerate them. I watched a video the other night. This fella did what you said. He put the bird feeder up, watched the squirrels attack it, put up several different kinds of squirrels or bird feeders, and finally put up a TV show where people try and run the gauntlet and get knocked into the pool of mud and all that stuff. Well, he built one for squirrels, and it took them about 2 days to figure out how to get around all of it. And that's when you find out that a squirrel literally can fly. Still got into his bird feeder, and by that time he figured the squirrel had earned it. So back to you, John, KN4RJN, KC4EZN.
This is KN4RJN. Yeah, if he's going to go to all that trouble, let him have it, for crying out loud. But we were sitting out on the back deck this afternoon and listened to a couple of crows. Well, actually, two groups of crows. One was in one tree and one was in the other. And I don't know what they were arguing about, but they were doing it all loud. Let me take a break here and see if there's any, if the second shift has shown up. Any other check-ins? Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. Please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
Check in Kilo 4, X-ray Bravo, K4XB, Tommy, Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on the net.
GN, K4RHF, I got a bear story if you want to hear it.
Net would like to recognize K4XB, Tom, over there in Honeypath. Thanks for stopping by, Tom. Okay, Bob, tell me your bear story.
I was talking to somebody about this the other day. I hadn't thought about it in a long time. My dad grew up on a dairy farm back in the 40s and 50s. And when they went out, with my granddaddy fighting World War II, they had actually a pretty decent size dairy farm. It was one of the biggest ones in South Carolina down near Clinton. And he grew up, sometimes the calves would get a little nippy. And so he learned to reach up under the throat and choke them if they went to bite him. Well, we were in Yosemite Park in California when I was 6 years old. We were up there camping in that park, and some people were feeding this bear. It was a mid-sized bear, about the size of a Great Dane. And everybody was giving it food, and Dad got out and went to take pictures of it. He had a little 8mm camera, and the bear came over and grabbed him by the knee. He didn't have any food for it, so it decided to take a bite out of him. So he instinctively did the same thing and grabbed it and choked it. And the bear ran off, and Dad got back in the car. And the first time I heard about it, I was asleep. It was a station wagon. It was a Ford Falcon wagon. And the back window was open, and I was asleep in the back of the car sitting next to the picnic basket. Dad's sitting there trying to crank the car, and the bear came back and stuck his head in the back window. And so I wake up, and I'm nose-to-nose with about a 100-pound California black bear, which got my attention pretty quick. They said I didn't even touch the back seat. I just landed in the front seat. But my dad, to his credit, he knew about how to stop an animal from biting you like that. And that's what you do. You just grab it under the throat and grab the esophagus and squeeze, and it'll let go and run off. Anyway, that's my little bear story. Y'all have fun. K4RHF.
4RHF, this is KN4RJN. Oh, I couldn't stop laughing at that one. I can just see you waking up nose to nose to bear. Closest I ever want to get to a bear is the Animal Planet channel. that would be a rude awakening if ever there was one. I'll keep that in mind should I ever get that close to an animal that is intent on, taking a bite out of me. Thanks for that, Bob. Any other check-ins? Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. Please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
Or if you want to hear it.
Most swallowed my cigar on that last one, but yeah, go ahead.
Up in the Smokies a lot, believe it or not. I'm as big as I am. We used to hike up there all the time when Belinda and I first got married, and I have been nose to nose with black bears twice up on the Appalachian Trail, and about the same size bear, you know, some of the size of a Great Dane. And one time I had hiked all the way up to Mount LeConte. There's a camp up there. I came up crest of the hill, and I'm at the, you know, we've gone like 8 miles through there, and I'm exhausted. I come up over the hill, and I can see the roofs of the camp buildings, and there's a bear between me and the camp. And so I just stood there and looked at the bear, and the bear stood there and looked at me, and he took a whiff, and he realized I probably smelled too bad to eat at that point, so he turned around and ambled off. And that one didn't bother me too much. The one that scared me, we were picnicking over at, Elkmont. We were picnicking at Elkmont, and it was early in the spring. Nobody else was there. My wife and I were the only people there. And we got out, we got the picnic stuff out the back of the car. I've got the trunk up, and I pulled the picnic basket out of the back of my Mustang, slammed it. It was a convertible Mustang with the top down. So you can't hide in it. Slammed the trunk, looked down, and by my feet, right down there, just adorable as it could be, was a Cocker Spaniel-sized baby bear. That's the one that scared me. Because, you know, when you see one that size, there's a mama bear around going, what you doing with my kid? And we went and we had our lunch that day in the men's room with the door barricaded. But it was just the two of us. But that one scared me. The rest of them, it's just like a big dog. You know, they're not aggressive, but that one scared the you-know-what out of me. Anyway, that's my other bear story. John, have a good one. I'll be out of here, and I'll quit messing with you and taking up everybody's time and making people listen to bear stories all night. Night. K4RHF.
4RHF, the bear whisperer. You have a good night, Bob. This is KN4RJN, that's Girls Blue, it's Supernet. If I missed anybody for check-ins or comments or really good bear stories, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
4RJN, please check in. KG4LPS, Sam in Liberty. Got in here late tonight, John. I was about to go to sleep on you. All right, good to hear you, buddy.
LCI 4
besides hit comment. Stand by, Andy. Sam, I screwed up your call sign. Could you come back to me, sir?
Sorry about that, John. Kilo Golf 4 Lima Papa Foxtrot.
Like recognize Sam. That wasn't your fault, Sam. That was mine. I hit the wrong key and came up with something that wasn't Sam. But anyway. I would like to recognize Sam, KG4LPF. Thanks for dropping by, Sam. Hey, better late than never. You're just glad you're here. Go ahead, Andy.
Well, LZI 4, up here where I'm at, below Table Rock State Park, we deal with that on a regular basis. Here just a few days ago, there was a big mama bear across the road with two cubs. And there's plenty of natural stuff around here for them to eat. So we got plenty of them around here, and on cameras we see them all the time. And 1st of November during bear hunting season, you hear plenty of people on the marine frequencies hunting around here for them. And as far as field day goes, just for anybody's curious, no, the first field day was in 1933, somewhere in the Northeast. I read that in QST quite a while back. Back to you, KI4LZI Portal.
This is KN4RJN. Andy, you ever hunt bear or come real close to them?
4LZI Portal, we got to be very careful right here about them. He was talking about the birdhouse story. My mother had a birdhouse destroyed right here near the back door here, I guess 8 or 9 years ago. Yeah, we have to deal with those birds all the time around here. And the the last week in October and first week in November on the marine frequencies, that'd be simplex. If we do simplex on 2 meters up around in these parts, you hear people up here hunting them on a yearly basis. KI4LZI portable.
Do they make good eating, or do you know?
I can't really say because I'm not one that's really looking forward to seeing them, but we have seen them around here, and us not wanting to. We took them one time, parked the car under a garage up here, and out just from the garage was a chestnut tree, and there was a bear out there gorging itself on chestnuts out there. That's what I say up here, it's common occurrence. That wild hogs, you know, deer, all kinds of things like that we have to be careful for up here. KI4LZI portal.
Roger that, Andy. I don't know which is worse, bear or wild boar. I know those wild boars can get pretty mean, too.
The park above me up here, in the park itself, They have any up there that's causing any problem. They got a 30-foot hole that they've got dug. I don't know how they get them into the hole, but somehow they'll get them into the hole and hold them there until they do whatever they're going to do with them. Because they get the point up there that somebody might get attacked by them. So we've got our share up here in the upstate of South Carolina of these animals, too, if you just go in the right place. And one time up here, my sister up here, a bear dropped out of the tree almost in front of her because he'd been up in the tree scared of some of the lightning going on in the storms up here. But she didn't know the bear was there for the leaves on the tree. KI4LZI portal.
KI4RJN. Yeah, you're going to get got by the bear, you're going to get got by the lightning. Yeah, that's not a good position to be in. I know down here I've seen deer and heard coyotes off in the distance. There was some reports here a while back of bear in this neighborhood, small black bear, probably lost. But, yeah, one of the joys of living in the woods, eh, Andy?
We were talking about that, but when you're up here, it's close to the mountains here in South Carolina, back up in here, and up toward the repeater side up there on Caesar's Head, you better keep your eyes open, because there's plenty of these animals around, and they'll surprise you if you're not careful. KI4LZI portal.
Roger that. Well, we are living in their home, so, yeah. Well, you keep your eyes out up there, Andy, and watch out for the bears and hogs and whatever else you got running around up here. Thanks for chatting with me. Let's take a break here. Any other stations for check-in or comment? I'm kind of holding this open, waiting for Sid to show up. Any other stations? Check-ins, comments, good bear stories, or whatever else you got. Please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
4RJN. Please check in, Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo, Sid Fletcher. We made it, John.
Yeah. Call Matt, please check in and out. Kilo 4, Foxtrot Tango Uniform, KK4, FTU Richard, Northwest Anderson County, Slab Town.
This is KN4RJN, Net Control of Blue Ridge 2 Internet. I'd like to welcome W4IOE, that's my good friend Sydney up there in North Carolina, and KK4FTU Richard, the mayor of Slab Town. Sydney, were you in on some of the bear stories we were doing there for a while?
Mm-hmm. I just got off 6 meter net just a very few moments ago when I came on over here. I did hear Andy talking about the bear dropping out in front of his sister. I'd have had a heart attack, I guess. If they wouldn't have had to worry about catching the bear, they'd probably have to get me to the hospital.
I think that would have
run my blood pressure up just a wee bit. Well, we started out with Bob's bear stories. Bob's the bear whisperer, apparently. And then Andy had tell us about all the wildlife up there in Table Rock. And Andy, you take care up there. Anything going on in your world, Sid?
Mr. Raskin, we just finished the six-meter net over on Bearwalla. Got that done. And just hanging out here. Me and Beverly's not been off Ponderosa here since they put us in quarantine or lockdown or whatever you want to call it. But I've got to go out next month for a couple of visits, so I guess I'll get to go out and see what I've missed, if anything.
Well, Sid, you take care. Tell Mrs. we said hi. Held it open long enough to get you down here, so thanks for coming on down. Let's wrap this up. Any other stations, check-ins, comments, good bear stories, or whatever, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
Spur, huh? Yeah, you made me spill my drink on that one. Have a good one, John. K4RHF.
Well, on the one where you jumped from the back seat to the front seat, I almost swallowed my cigar, so anyway. All right, folks, we're going to wrap this thing up. I want to thank everybody for checking in and chatting with me and telling me your bear stories and all that other stuff. And stand by for my net report, if I can find it here. There it is. Stand by. This is KN4RJN. It's Cole Blue Ridge Tuber Net. I'd like to now return the report to normal amateur radio operations with my thanks for everybody for checking in. Everybody have a good night. Take care of yourselves and take care of each other. This is KN4RJN. I am clear. KN4RJN, I can barely read you through the scratch. Can you come back again, sir? Sir, I got Kilo Oscar 4 Delta, and then it dropped off. One more time, sir. Delta Juliet Tango, is that correct, sir? More time. I've got Kilo Oscar 4 Delta Juliet Tango. Is that correct, sir?
Delta Zulu Tango. Delta Zulu Tango.
Tango at night.
I've got Kilo Oscar 4 Delta Zulu Tango. Is that correct, sir?
Yes, sir.
Roger that, sir, and can I get your name?
Charlie Oscar Zuma, India, November. Calling. Charlie Oscar Zuma, India, November. Calling.
Thank you, Colin. I copy C-O-L-I-N, and your call sign was K-O-4-D-Z-T, Kilo Oscar 4 Delta Zulu Tango, and the name was Colin. I'll amend my log and get you in there, sir.
Roger. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you.
73. 73. Good 3 to you, sir. It's KN4RJN. I am clear.
Clear.